Yeah, this is your Auntie Vera Charles. You know, when I think of Daniel, I really think about the fact that he changed the course of my life, and really for the good. I know a lot of you don't know this, but for many, many years, I was a male prostitute. I was a hustler, and that's actually where I met Daniel. He picked me up in a bar one night. It was a leather bar, but they also had a florist, a nursery in the back so you could get plants and things. So it was kind of this leather bar, nursery, florist thing. It was odd. But anyway, I was working there, I don't know how many years ago it was, so many. And, Daniel kept giving me the eye, and he came over and asked me what was going on, and I explained to him, I'm a hooker. You want a little action? And he immediately, Daniel, when the drool starts going, anything excites him, he does that thing where the snot comes out of his nose and he drools a lot. And, I was a working boy. So I said, sure. And, you got to get us a room. And so we went to this hotel that, I always took my tricks to, and kind of a dive, but I would get the suite always at the dive, so it had actually the toilet in the room, which was nice. And Daniel, I don't want to get too graphic, but Daniel was into odd things, really strange things. And the first time we met, he asked for a rusty trombone and a dirty Sanchez. And then the thing is that really got me was he became a regular, a customer of mine. I mean, he would show up, sometimes sometimes four or five times a night. Always. And the sessions would last for about an hour. And then, of course he didn't finish. Let me put it that way, because he couldn't. I don't think he has prostate, but he would come back constantly, and then four or five times, and every time he visited, it would get increasingly weird. And he wanted me to he said he wanted to finger bang me after I had a full Mexican meal, and it stretched the thing, and I don't mean stretching like that, because it stretched the lengths to which I wanted to go with, and because actually the visits began to increase, and as they increased and got stranger, and he kept asking for odder and stranger things, I decided, I had had enough of him, and I had had enough of the profession. And so I really credit Daniel with getting me out of prostitution, because he was just such a disgusting John that I didn't want to go on. So thank you, Daniel, and happy birthday. You know what you mean to me in my life. Did you want to say happy birthday to Daniel and tell how he impacted your life?
I never met the guy.
Oh, okay.
From the Palatial Bride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Pipe Dreams Tushy Tamer Anal Desensitizing Cream. When you need some help with things that may be pushing it a little too far, make sure you check out Pipe Dreams Tushy Tamer. You can check them out on the web at pipedreamstushytamer.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a healthy discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Tushy Tamer Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I think I need some Tushy Tamer, to be honest. But happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah, why, thank you so much. Thank you for, it is indeed, I don't know if you've heard this or not, that it is indeed my birthday.
It is now and, 0 days.
Yes, and thank you to the wonderful, lovely, and possibly dead Vera Charles for doing that wonderful little intro to the show. Thank you so much, Auntie Vera. And I would like to just say to conscience that we have met. I was at your house. We met. You might not have remembered because you had a pillow in your face. And I'm just going to leave it there because, you know, this story has been told before, but your face was in a pillow when I met you. So I have seen you. I have met you. Just wanted to go there. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Conscience listens to the show.
I don't know. I don't know if Vera allows him to listen to the show. Perhaps she will, remind him.
Relay the message.
Fact. You know what? Whatever. I tried to rally the troops behind Conscience once.
I remember that. It was a stirring speech that you gave.
And absolutely nobody ever called him.
I had to speed up that section of the show. It was so long.
Yes. And yes.
So how are you? How has your birthday been? How the hell are you?
My birthday has been just, it was really good and then it was kind of sad and then it was really good again. So, you know, I've had a mixed bag kind of a day. But before we talk about my birthday, I just want to say we are streaming live on Pride 48 as we do every Thursday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And I would like to say a very special hello to the chat room. In the chat room at this very moment, we have Ant, we have Donna Sugars, we have Gary in Albuquerque, we have George in Atlanta, Kratos77, Mags Q-Sledge, and then kind of sleeping off to the side, we have Chrome, the Good Humor Penguin, and Nessa and C6. So thank you guys for coming out on a very special little birthday evening here this evening. I was going to say alcohol is holding it. Adam is holding a bottle of alcohol. What are you holding?
Well, so I was going to say, I have wine for your birthday.
Yes.
And it is, I like sweet, like really sweet, like sickeningly sweet. So this is called Heaven
on
Earth.
No, it looks like you're holding up a 1992 bottle of Aunt Jemima there.
It's called Organic Sweet Wine. Mm-hmm. It's a product of South Africa. It says here they remain until the time is ripe for the organic grapes to be crushed, pressed, and intensely sweet and fragrant juice introduced to the yeast.
Introduced to the yeast?
Yeah, the resultant nectar, a marriage of ripe grapes and clear, airy skies, has
captured...
Hold on.
You're going to introduce the ripe fruit to the yeast.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
They meet, you know... They fill out one of those surveys like they do on Match.com, one of
right,
those questionnaires.
Exactly. I've never been on Match.com, so I'm unfamiliar with those surveys, but I think I said yes a little too fast there. Sure. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, exactly.
So it is my sweet dessert wine that I'm having for in honor of your birthday.
Well, excellent. I am glad. You know what? It looks like my levels are coming out a bit hot on the recording there. So I'm hoping that they are not going to be distorted. It doesn't matter.
Well, I can't fix that. So
I woke up this morning. I was called right after midnight last night by my brother that I called on this show to wish him a happy birthday. He called right after midnight. He wanted to make sure he was the first person to wish me a happy birthday. All day long today, the Facebook and Google Plus beeps and boops have been going off on my phone for everyone wishing me a happy birthday today like that. And then I got home and I was a bit, you know, kind of bummed because, you know, Robert's in California and I'm here all by myself. And I was like, I'm going to have to eat my birthday dinner by myself and that's really going to suck. And so then, you know, Stephen was home. So I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go down to Chipotle. I was going to get some food. Do you want anything? And so he said, well, yeah, I'll take a burrito. And he told me what he wanted. And so I walked down there and got the food for him and then came back. He went and ate it in his room by himself. So I get to eat my birthday dinner by myself. But it was okay, though, because I got to pay for someone else's dinner. So,
I thought you were going to say
happy birthday to me.
I thought you were going to say you walked to get him food. You know, he wouldn't go with you. He gave you the order as if you were his servant on your birthday.
Yeah, I know,
instead
on
of saying,
my birthday.
Hey,
right.
I'll walk down there for you and I'll
right,
get food
yeah,
for both
yeah,
of us.
Yeah.
And then you walk back and you open the door and all of your friends were in the room and they said, surprise,
right.
happy birthday.
Yeah, you clearly.
Right?
Clearly. You live in a different world, sir.
Including the coworker that you got fired.
So I was all sad that I had to eat my birthday dinner by myself, and I was kind of like, you know, I was watching American Idol, and I got all teary, and, you know, No, I'm just saying that, you know, because I'm tired and you know, I was, you know, kind of bummed out and everything. But then I got to hear that dirty whore, Vera Charles, tell that lovely story. And then I'm happy again. So,
well, I hope that this show can cheer you up on your birthday.
So thank you, Vera Charles. She's not even in the chat room, but I do see her here on the Google chat, Google Talk. So I will just go, thank you for the message. There you go. And there you go. So today is I've done this thing all, you know, not all my life, because it would have been stupid for me to do this when I was 10. But let's just say for the last several years, I've always done this thing where when people say, how old are you? I always say I'm 50. And then I follow that up by going, I look great for 50. See, because I'm not actually 50. And so I did that yesterday. Someone said, you know, yesterday I was at work. I was just like, oh, you know, tomorrow's my birthday. And they were just like, well, see, Vera Charles said, happy birthday, dear friend. She's not listening to the show, but she does want me to. Hey, but so yesterday at work, someone asked me, he's like, oh, well, what birthday was it? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be 50. I look great for 50. And then I thought about it for a moment. I'm like, I'm awfully damn close to 50. That joke really isn't going to work for much longer. So I've decided that today I should up the game, and I'm just going to say the big double nickel. I'm just going to tell everyone now that I'm 55. So,
well, there you go.
I think that is the year to go to there. So I am 55 years old today. So if you would like to regale us with things that had happened in 1958, that would be appropriate.
No. So actually you are not. So I happen to know that your date of, and you know, I wanted to like totally not ask anyone. I just wanted to go over to Google Plus and look at your about, and then I realized they don't put the year, or you didn't put the year. I don't know which it is.
But I'm pretty sure I have the year on there. Let me look.
It just says March 28th when you look at your about section. But anyway, so
yes.
So the first thing I wanted, throughout the show, I just wanted to mention things, you know, that happened in that year because I find it interesting. So in film.
Did film exist in 1967?
Well, apparently so. The top 10 grossing films for that year were The Graduate, The Jungle Book, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Bonnie and Clyde, The Dirty Dozen, Valley of the Dolls, You Only Live Twice, To Sir with Love, The Bourne Losers, and Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Now, I have seen Thoroughly Modern Millie. Not the movie, but I have seen the play, Thoroughly Modern Millie. And I have seen The Jungle Book before, but I don't think I've seen any of those other ones.
I think I've seen Jungle Book, but I think that might be the only one. The best picture for that year in the Academy Awards was not one of those top 10 grossing. It was In the Heat of the Night. And before I looked this up, I thought that was a show with Carol O'Connor.
It was. It was a show with Archie Bunker.
But apparently that is a movie. The best director was The Graduate. So that is just a little bit of film history from 1967, ladies. And that's free, by the way. You don't have to pay anything extra for the show this evening.
There you go. So you don't have to do that at all. Here, I just wanted to say that, let's see, this would be from The Jungle Book. By the way, Jungle Book was an amazing movie, just in the number of jazz musicians.
I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man.
I think that was actually like Scatman Crothers or something. It was actually a fairly big name, like a fairly big name jazz person that did the voice of the orangutan.
So now this is going to be a really stupid question, so I apologize to everyone.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
But I believe there is an actual live version, not live, but what do you call it when it's not a cartoon?
That would be a live version.
Live action version. Yes. That is. And then there's a cartoon. Is this the cartoon?
We typically don't like to call the cartoons live because it's very rarely done. The cartoons are very rarely drawn live. It's a terrible strain on the animal. I stole that joke right from The Simpsons. But it's just no. I was there a live action Jungle Book? I
believe there was. I think so. So is that
only
like
there
the
was
cartoon?
Some internet? That was the one from 1967. Yes, that was the one from 1967. the cartoon.
Okay, so the chat room is saying that that you played was the cartoon.
Yes.
He's also, it's Kratos, by the way. He's also saying there was a live action version.
Okay.
We do not know which came first.
We would have. The Jungle Book was in 1967. They didn't do live action before that. They had no way to film live action before that. The film had just been created back then. Let's see, the Jungle Book, adaptations. So the original one was indeed the Disney one there. A live action film. I'm now going to eat my words here. There was a live action film filmed in 1942.
Are those talkies where, you know, there was no sound? They had an organ. Was it called a talkie? You know, like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin.
I've heard it both ways. Yeah.
His little thing, and then they would play an organ. Okay. Well, you know.
And, but I was going to say the other thing that was, it came from the Jungle Book. There was another song that always stuck in my head from the Jungle Book, which was wasn't the King of the Jungle. It was It was the one that Blue Bear sang. Blue sang, I don't remember now.
I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea.
I know.
What the song
I'm trying to get to the list of the songs from the Jungle Books, just so I can see the things. The Bear Necessities. Thank you, Max.
Oh, yeah.
In the chat room. Yes, the Bear Necessities. Ah, the Bear Necessities. From, and that was Louis Armstrong, by the way, that did that. So so it was the.
Look. Now it's like this, little britches. All you gotta do is. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Excellent. Wherever this is how old I am. I had the vinyl album of the Jungle Book.
Are you playing the vinyl album right now? Do you have
this is all coming off of YouTube. No,
your
but
phonograph
I
phonograph hooked into yeah. the
I got my phonograph hooked in here and I'm gonna play it. I have a Whitney Houston song. Do you wanna hear that?
I bet you do. I know she's your favorite.
She is. I love Whitney Houston, especially now that she's dead. And I don't wanna whatever. It's never not funny. And I apologize for the double negative right there, but it is never not funny. So, I've completely killed this show. So I apologize for that. And
no, they love the goat. I'm so glad I found that. You know, nothing at all interesting happened to me this week, but I did want to mention this one thing along the lines of the moist cookies. Uh-huh. I tried the spaghetti. This
the spaghetti, yes.
Made out of spaghetti squash.
I have always, not always, but I have done that for quite a while now. Isn't it good?
It is. It's really good. Yeah. So I took this big, huge spaghetti squash. Now, I did not want to.
We really don't want to know what you did.
Right. I cut a hole in it. You have to heat it in the microwave. Yes, no. Yes. So you can see the video on XTube. Yes. But no, what I did is I cut it in half. Mm-hmm. And some of the recipes say you can put them in the microwave, but I did not want, I wanted to roast it.
I have always done it in the microwave.
So I put some olive oil in a baking pan and I put the squash cut side down.
Did you use the EVOO, as Rachel Ray would say?
I did. I used the EVOO just a little bit, and I took a paper towel and just kind of rubbed it so that I didn't have a whole lot pooled in there to save calories.
Yeah.
And then I put it cut side down to get some nice browning action going on. And then
I'm just counting the number of innuendos someone could like cut from your from your little. It's like I took a paper towel and keep it from pooling and I dabbed it and I put the cut side down and
you're really innuendo-esque this evening. Everything I've said past 30 minutes off recording mostly. But anyway, so the only problem with that, it tasted really nice. I made turkey spaghetti sauce. So I shut up. Jesus. I used ground turkey, the extra lean. Uh-huh. And that was nice. And you just take a fork and you... After it's done roasting, you just take a fork and you literally, you like shred, you don't shred it, but you, I don't even know how to describe it. You fork it.
You four kids.
I believe that was a joke in the news this last week.
You just take the fork and you rake it through it.
You do.
And it just falls off like pieces
noodles.
Like spaghetti noodles. Exactly. It's delicious.
It's amazing.
It is absolutely delicious. If you want a really delicious and yet incredibly cheap meal, and I used to do this when I had less money. I would take a spaghetti squash because it will work for a good three meals, right? You take a spaghetti squash, you cut it lengthwise. So you want to cut it, so that there's two large halves instead of two round halves, right?
Right.
So you're
gonna, that's what I did.
And then what you do is you place them face down one at a time. Unless you have a huge microwave, you place them face down. You put a little bit of butter and whatnot in there, and you want to place them face down. You want to nuke them for 10 minutes or so, like for quite a while. And, cover it with a piece of wax paper or a paper towel or whatever, just to kind of let the steam build up in there. Put a little bit of water. Anyway, the point is you do that and then you let it sit for a little bit and then you can just take a fork and it's like spaghetti. And so a spaghetti squash costs you a few bucks, right?
Right.
$2 or $3. And then while you buy the spaghetti squash, you go to the spaghetti sauce aisle and you get the Alfredo sauce. The jar of the Alfredo sauce, and you have the spaghetti squash with the Alfredo sauce. It's delicious. You have and it's cheap and it's delicious. You can have four or five meals for $10 outlay of cash, and you can have four or five meals, which makes it doing the math quickly in my head about $2.50 a meal.
But is it moist?
It is moist
and delicious.
It is moist and delicious, right?
So speaking of spaghetti squash, the cost of things in 1967.
Yes.
You were talking about cheap meals. In 1967,
yes,
gas was only 29.9 cents per gallon.
29.9 cents a gallon.
And bread, yes. 25 cents a loaf.
That's probably why they kept feeding it to me and I got fat.
Now, the wages were slightly less than what they are today. Minimum wage was $1.65.
That's about the same as now, I think.
Right. Homes in Chicago went for between $12,000 to $25,000.
Yes.
In Los Angeles, anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000.
Well, they've always been a bit big for their britches.
And a Shasta Cola was 8 to 10 cents.
8 to 10 cents. I remember those days when we could buy a Shasta for 8 cents. We used to call it the Shasta 8. And it was later bastardized by the African-American community into a Shaft 8. And then later, a little bit, that was about 1968 or so. But around by the 70s, they had dropped the 8 off of it and they just called it Shaft. And then they made a movie about it.
Wow. So I pay around $1,000 a month rent. Rent for a nice apartment was $115 a month.
Yes.
And a McDonald's hamburger was 39 cents.
A McDonald's hamburger. Well, they've been 39 cents for a long time. Aren't they still 39 cents?
No, they're like a dollar. But
I haven't been to McDonald's in a very long time.
Cigarettes. I know you used to smoke, so you would have cared about this before. Yes, yes. Maybe you smoked in 1967.
I did. I came out smoking.
Right. Yeah. Cigarettes back then were 27 cents a pack in stores.
Yes.
And 35 cents in machines. Oh, one more. Our listeners would really find this one interesting, I think. A dozen rubbers.
Our listeners got bored about a half hour ago.
A dozen rubbers.
Yes.
Condoms.
Yes.
Were 89 cents.
89 cents.
For Trojans.
But now they're free.
Well, not if you buy them.
Who buys condoms?
Well, I have.
Do you? You've bought condoms?
I have bought condoms. Yes,
I've bought. You can walk into any gay bar in the country and get free condoms.
But you don't know where those things have been, and they're the cheapo kind that could probably.
They're in the individual wrapped packages.
Well.
You can go to the gay men's health center in most larger cities and get them there.
Where do I live?
Yeah, that's true. You can go into any gay bar in Arkansas and get
where
yourself.
Where do I live?
You know what? By the way, I know Kathy Bacon is in the chat room and she's making some bitch about how she's bored already. But I was just going to say, if you haven't made your birthday call to me, you still have time if you're listening live. If you're listening to this recorded, you no longer have time. But I was going to say, 229-234-7587 if you wanted to call and wish me a happy birthday and get it in, here.
Well, it won't go in the Trello.
Well, but we can still get it.
Yeah, we can get it.
I'm just saying,
you'll have to remind me.
I'm just listening. I'm just looking down the list here. I don't see Kathy Bacon's name on this list. That's all I got to say. I do, however, I want to say, see all three of my nephews on this list.
Well, there you go.
So, see, that should tell you right there. My nephews love me.
So don't forget that.
Either that, or they're waiting for me to die and hoping that they're in my will.
Well, if they all think you're 55, then they don't think they have
do.
As long
they
to
all
go.
Think I'm it's like, oh yeah, it's our crazy Uncle Danny. He don't have any kids. Let's get in good with him, and then we'll be on his we'll be in his will. So, oh, bacon cupcake. Someone sending me a bacon cupcake. That would be so awesome. All right. So where are we at? Who's on first?
We have the next segment, the next audio segment.
So I should play this next segment right here.
And don't let it stop in the middle.
You know what? It was something to do with Chrome. I don't know what it is. Something's weird with that.
Hi, I'm Donna Sugars. And I remember the first time I met Daniel. I was invited to join his raid group in World of Warcraft that him and Gene had started. I was off tank on my little Blood Elf Paladin, and he was always my healer as a Tauren Druid.
Yes.
In his little tree form. So he was always right behind me, keeping me alive with his heals, which was important. I remember he told me about his podcast, which I had no idea what a podcast was. And he told me about Doobies and Ten, and I started listening, and I loved it. And then he's like, you know what? There's a whole group. And he kind of introduced me to the Pride 48 group, and I became hooked. So when I finally decided that I wanted to do my own podcast, he was right there to help me set everything up, to show me how to do it, to set up my iTunes and everything, and really teach me the ropes. And it's been wonderful. I know later on he taught me how to do proper audio editing. Use your levelator, and I've used it, and I know everything I've learned about podcasting is from Daniel, and I absolutely adore him. I know I've gotten a chance to go to New York and meet him. He's come out to LA where we've met. We've gone to Disneyland together. We've been in Vegas together for the Pride 48 weekends. And he is such a sweet person. I know a lot of people are like, he's such an asshole. And
Who says that?
See what they see. I think Daniel is a very quick-witted, very funny, very kind-hearted man. And I'm glad that I can call him a friend.
Aww.
So, my darling Daniel, happy birthday.
Aww, thank
Kisses.
You. Thank you, Donna Sugars. Aww, I love Donna Sugars. You know,
but
I was in Vegas.
Say,
I was in,
well,
I was in
hello, girls.
No, that's all right, though. She did say I stood by. I just wanted to point that out. In the beginning there, she said that I stood. She was the off tank in the raid group, and I stood behind her with heals. I just wanted to point out to everyone, she meant H-E-A-L-S, like casting heels. I wasn't actually standing
stilettos.
Behind her in stilettos or anything like that. So whatever. Oh, and Donna Sugar's in the chat room. Thank you so much, Donna. I got a little teary over here. You know, a little teary. You know, if Donna Sugar's lived here, she would have gotten my Chipotle for me. She would have eaten with me. She would have, like, you know, said, no, I won't make you eat alone on your birthday. I will eat with you. I will keep you company in your
Is Steven even
sandwich.
Listening? Because you're laying that guilt on thick.
I have no idea if he's listening or not. I don't think he is. I don't care. Anyway, you know, that's whatever. I'll always love Steven. And we will always love you. It's never not funny. All right, let's. Is there another thing? I'm trying to bounce around between these windows here. I also I have poured myself an adult beverage. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I see you have a Coke, but I'm assuming
I do. And well, that's it's a Jack and Coke, and I
is
see
it
right here it is a Shasta, which we used to call a Shasta 8 back in the day, but then we later I've already used that joke. I'm trying to find I'm stalling here in case you didn't know because I'm trying to find this.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it.
GI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Nice and Clean. If you need to clean your glasses, make sure you pick up some Nice and Clean, the individual moist towelettes to keep your eyeglasses clear.
You know, we're in the technology segment, and I just can't go. It's not in the list, but I'm just looking at my manual for the Real Touch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You know, my nephew called today to wish me a happy birthday, the one that I gave this, that would be Scott, the one I gave the shout out for. And those were the first words out of his mouth. He was like, you know, you were right. It really was mortifying to be shouted out on the show right after Adam talked about his sex toy for an hour and a half.
Well,
so
all I have to say is they have an interactive service.
Yes.
But they only have two male models, and they're never online. And I actually had sent an email saying, hey, are you looking for more male models? And they shot me down and said, no.
Oh,
we are
no.
not. And their male models are never online. So all of you should write to Real Touch and tell them if they want the gays to buy their device, they need male models.
You know what? You are not a ringing endorsement of this place. So far, it cuts your penis.
Well, I'm healed now.
And nobody's online ever. So let's talk about, we've put this off for the last two shows. So I'm going to go fix an adult beverage while you talk about it.
That is bitchy for you to do, first of all. But we've been putting it off because I think it's a really boring
I'm still
segment.
Wearing headphones. I can still hear you. Okay. I'm just over there.
So you've heard of the, I'm assuming you've heard of the Raspberry Pi. For those of you, thank you. For those of you who haven't, it's a tiny little computer. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, 3 inches by 2 inches.
That's what she said.
And, right. And so anyway, it's got a, I forget the processor. It's not the Intel processor. It's the other one. But what people have been doing with it is it's got Ethernet, it's got USB, it's got HDMI. I think it's like maybe a Core
Duo
or something.
I believe Q-Sledge in our chat room has one. Yeah. So go ahead and get to the punchline here. A Raspberry Pi is a full computer. It's about the size of,
a phone.
Right, like a small cell phone or whatever. And it's, what, 25, 30 bucks?
Yeah, it's like 35 for the top of the line. And what I want to do is I want to buy one, and I want to make a Media Center PC out of it because I want to use that. Right now I have a big full tower desktop computer hooked up to my television in the living room. So what I want to do is get a couple of them, and I can actually just mount them to the back of the TV and have full computer basically attached to the TV in a very small device.
Right. So now, just to be clear, I know you know this, but I wanted to be clear for the rest of the folks out there. These are really ultra low power computers, and they run Linux. They run a very small, compact version of Linux. They are not, so it's not like you have a little tiny cell phone sized computer that you plug a monitor in is running Windows and it will do everything that your laptop would do or whatever. They're very small appliance computers. They're designed to run a very low, lightweight operating system, like a scaled back version of Linux, and are designed to do specific little things. So
yeah, but there is a version of, for instance, XBMC, I believe, which is a Media Center operating system, basically, or they've converted.
Right, but in that case, what they are doing there is they're just playing it back. So it's not like the full Windows experience where you can go to the website and download the movies and a lot of that. This is like, I'm going to put the movie on a flash card. I'm going to put it in there, and this thing is capable of playing it back to a video.
But it will hook up to the internet, and you can watch Hulu on it, and you can do all that, right? And you could have a web browser, depending.
If you're curious about it at all, and you don't know what he's talking about, it's called a Raspberry Pi, and it's like the symbol Pi, P-I. So it's Raspberry Pi. It's a little math joke there. So sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead. Did you get one?
I have not gotten one yet. I just
you know what
to
you
say,
should talk to Q-Sledge because I think Q-Sledge accidentally bought two of them and he was looking to get rid of one of them.
Well, I think he bought his like a year ago and I wanted the most recent one. So I don't know. We could certainly talk. We can negotiate. $35 is not a whole lot of money though.
It is not.
And that's a brand new one. I don't know if I want his. Tell him what he's done with his.
He might have used it to program a Real Touch or something.
He might have. So the only other thing I have for technology is another one of those boring segments, but I find this interesting. So did you know, Daniel, that in 1967...
In 1960... Now, when was the modern PC created? That was like 1970-something, right?
Well, it wasn't 1967.
Correct.
At least what were our
choices in 1967?
The world's
hip young computer technician, what would be the choices?
The world's first heart transplant was performed.
Yes.
The first ATM was put into service in Barclays Bank in London. Uh-huh. I think I've used that ATM actually. The first Boeing 737 takes its maiden flight. And somewhere I read that and 737s, by the way, are still in operation.
By the way, it's incredibly boring. You know what would be better? Would be this.
Fingertip shopping will be one of the many homemaker's conveniences. This video console will be channeled into the store of her choice. There, a camera will scan a display of wares, which she will select by push button.
This is
74 nuclear-powered submarines were in operation.
Is a household monitor screen
Oh my God, this woman, this is actually a film about computers that was made in 1967. And this woman is sitting in front of this enormous fucking box with these big, large push buttons. No keyboard inside, just big, large push buttons. And then there's like a video of clothes going by on the screen and she reaches up and pushes a button.
Well, it's like a laundromat or a dry cleaner.
It's amazing.
And yes. Pulsars were discovered. I don't know what they are, but they were discovered.
Okay, excellent. Looks like there's a lot of stuff on YouTube. If you Google for 1967 computers, you can see there's the 1967 Future Prediction PC Home Shopping Internet Computers. There's always this from the 20s, what the future will look like. In the future, Auntie Vera Charles will call a show and make a really smart-ass intro. There you go, girl. Pick up the phone now and make your call.
And I don't even think she expected that to be an intro.
Oh, but it was good. It was great. It was wonderful. So there you go. That's the hideously boring technology segment that Adam inflicted upon you on my birthday.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it.
The news.
All right. Play doesn't need to stop for sports fans taking a bathroom break at a Pennsylvania minor league baseball stadium that has installed video games in men's room urinals. The hands-free video game is played by directing oneself right or left in the urinals at the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs Coca-Cola Park in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
It's like a pregnancy test for men, because women have always had to try to direct their stream of pee onto that damn stick, and now we get to go through the fun of trying to hit targets with our pee.
Well, the game is aimed at increasing prostate health awareness.
Right, because nothing screams prostate health awareness like peeing in a bowl.
The video screens challenge players to steer their way along a snowmobile course while trying to hit cartoon penguins. Sorry, I can't read.
Carbon cartoon penguins. Right. Maybe they meant carbon neutral cartoon penguins. You know, they're very green.
They also display messages reminding men to make an appointment for a prostate exam.
Right.
Schaefer said.
I'm a penguin. Don't forget to get your prostate checked.
And they have, you know, and I've seen versions of low-tech versions of this where they just have like a bullseye in the middle of the urinal or, you know, at a bar, something like that. Also in the news, in 1967 at 4 a.m., no, it wasn't 1967. It was on March 28th, however.
March 28th.
Yeah, 1979. The worst accident in the history of the U.S. nuclear power industry begins when a pressure valve in the Unit 2 reactor of Three Mile Island.
Oh, wait. No, that wasn't the China Syndrome. That was Three Mile Island.
Fails to close. Cooling water contaminated with radiation drained from the open valve into adjoining buildings, and the core began to dangerously overheat.
Wow.
So that happened.
So 3 Mile Island happened on my birthday.
It did.
Well, I mean, I was by that point, I was 32, but what was that, 1979? Yeah, it was in my 30s in the 70s. And
no, I believe you would have been 11, maybe?
No, I was.
No, 12?
I was easily in my 30s.
And lastly, in the news.
Yes. Oh, thank God. Yes.
You know, everything I do is thank God for you. Oh, no. Not lastly.
No, you know what? Now, don't. Why are you? You know.
We have something else.
What do we have?
That you have to play.
Oh, I do. I have it right here. It's in the news segment. I got to play this right now.
Hello, lovey. I just wanted to call. And wish you a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. I know that vagina will never be the same.
Hey, that is my mother you're talking about.
Anyway, I hope hope you and that colored boy, James LeRoy, yes, have just a lovely, lovely birthday. Yes. A big family to you, thanks. And
I think it's Waylon's. I think it's Waylon. I think
Ricky, Blake.
I think it's actually Waylon's birthday.
Well, I don't know. Well, Big Fanny, wait a minute. I thought you were calling that Daniel Bieber. Mm-hmm,
oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. How embarrassing. Happy birthday, Daniel.
Right.
Yes! Mm-hmm.
Excellent. By the way, it was Waylon's birthday, not Bradley's birthday. But, you know, it's all right, though. It's the thought that counts, especially we should always be nice to our elderly podcaster.
I guess I shouldn't mute myself. We should. Lastly, yes, a Texas woman burned her own house down.
Yes.
During a heated battle with a snake.
Yeah, get it? Heated battle.
Yes.
She burned her house down with a heated battle.
The serpent frightened the lady while
suddenly
cleaning.
I'm like channeling Ed McMahon. You're like, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, then I need to be holding cards up to my forehead with a turban on.
Yes, sir.
So the serpent frightened the lady while cleaning outside. There's another sentence that is just
some of my Jell-O pudding box. Oh, wait, there's a different twin. I'm sorry.
Here's another sentence that is written poorly.
Another
the serpent
frightened. I was getting some help from the chat room there. Go ahead.
So I want to say this is the New York Daily News.
Yes.
And this sentence, the serpent frightened the lady while cleaning outside her home.
The serpents always frighten ladies.
Well, no, but listen, the serpent frightened the lady while cleaning. It sounds like the serpent was cleaning.
Right. It's a dangling modifier.
Right. She
Do you have shoes for babies with rubber bottoms?
She doused the limbless reptile in gasoline and called over her son to set it ablaze.
Wait. She was okay to throw the gasoline on it, but she couldn't strike a match.
Apparently not. The plan backfired, however. Her son tossed a lit match reptile.
Wait, the plan backfired.
Right. Her son tossed a lit match at the creeping reptile, but it slithered into a nearby brush pile, bringing the flames with it. The brush pile, too, caught fire and soon spread to the family's home on Will Smith Road in Texarkana.
Well, this is a story of South Philly. I'm sorry. I was going for the Will Smith Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing.
So anyway, she called 911. She says, "We were trying to kill a snake with fire.
Yes.
It done caught the house." And the dispatcher says, "Caught the house?" She says, "Yes, the house is on fire. Could you hurry up, please?"
The house, the motherfucking house.
Right. So there you go. So she caught a snake on fire and the house burned. Basically, from the picture, it looks like the house burned down.
Oh, shit. Sorry. That was a premature Dora there. Excellent. On Will Smith Road. I just love that. Yeah.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. You know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yeah? Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Yep. DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by Cortisone 10. When you've got an itch you just cannot scratch, you need to use some Cortisone 10. Check them out at cortisone10.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for an amazing huge discount.
All right. So yes. Here's your first one.
Yes.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18.
This is fancy.
It is.
That would be Reba McEntire.
It is Reba McEntire. I have no idea how old she is because I didn't actually look that up.
I could probably Google that for you right now. Do you know how I know that is a Reba McEntire song?
Well, most people know Fancy, but how do you know?
Well, because my husband used to be a drag queen, and that was one of the songs that he would do. However, she was born in 1955. She is 3 years older than me. She is 58.
She's way younger than I thought she was.
She is 58 years old.
So our next birthday, I'm going to have you guess.
Yes.
And just a second.
Just any moment now. You know what any, it is? I got my Bluetooth and it won't work with my Raspberry Pi and I can't get
moment.
My...
Here we go.
This is Lady Gaga.
It is Lady Gaga.
Yes.
I tried to start it in the middle, but I didn't get quite far enough.
Who, by the way, is 27 years old today.
And again, she's younger than I, for some reason, thought she was.
What? But, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't think she was old, but for some reason, I saw her as in her 30s. Mm-hmm. So the last birthday that I have is this one right here. And as long as I'm not that one.
That's Adam Burns.
I today.
Oh, shit. And as long I got to play this.
Oh, yeah. And as long as I got my shirt and tie. Do the hustle.
It's that. Sorry.
I'm going to say it's, is it Adam? Is it Adam Burns?
It is not Adam Burns.
Not Adam Burns. It's the other guy. It's Alden. Is it Alden?
No, I think the person is talking right now.
It's talking right now.
It's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through Take Enjoy.
I don't know. I don't know. Who is it? Who is it?
Well, it would be who we've been talking about all episode long. It would be Daniel J. Brewer the III.
Really? You know, I hear he is 55 today, which I think that's amazing, you know, that he would he looks great for 55. That's all I got to say.
He does. He does. Right. Yes, and he is 55 years old. Mm-hmm. And he likes to receive Amazon gift cards.
I do. And you know what? Oh my God, I meant to say this at the beginning of the show. Moose P, thank you so much for the Amazon gift card, Moose P. Thank you. I love that. Thank you so much for that. No, I thought for sure this I was ready for this when I heard this the other day. I thought for sure that you would have played this.
Oh. Wow. It's Mariah Carey's birthday.
It was Mariah Carey's birthday. Yes, but this week it was her birthday is the 27th of March. But yes, it was Mariah Carey's birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Happy fucking birthday, Mariah Carey.
Happy birthday. Excellent. Oh, wow. I'm impressed. We've got a lot of phone calls here.
We do.
We do. Let's just go down this list, shall we? The first one comes to us from yesterday, from tomorrow. I'm not really sure which way we're going here. From the future, let's take a listen to this one, shall we?
Yeah, hi, guys. It's Robert Artie Cruiser, a long time no call.
Cruiser!
Just ringing to ring this Daniel a very happy birthday.
Aw, thank you.
Because I'm sick of all the baby and reminders. Have a good day. Bye.
Aw, he's sick of me reminding him. Why are you echoing back to me?
I haven't said anything.
I was hearing my track echoing back to me. So I still am. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So thank you, RT Cruiser. Thank you so much for that. You know, even in the future, they're annoyed of me. Isn't that nice to know that not only will I live another day, but I will annoy people in the future? Let's move to the next one, shall we? I think this person is related to me.
Hi, Daniel. This is Derek. I was just calling to wish you a happy birthday and keep up the great job with QB Content. And hi, Adam.
He says hi to you.
Hi, Derek.
Do you know how I know that this guy person is related to me? Listen to the time that from the time they take that first breath to the time they say the first word. You ready? Here we go. One, two.
I didn't know this.
Is that a trait of the Brewer family?
I think it is. It's a deep breath. Oh fuck! What am I going to say? Oh yes.
Is that what you do right before the beginning? Do you go?
I do. That's why I play the music. It takes me that long to say from. The Palatial Pride 40s. Anyway, that is my eldest nephew, Derek. Thank you very much, Derek.
I really
Derek,
appreciate that. I also appreciate that. I thought you were a listener who we'd never heard from before because you didn't state that you were a relative, but it's okay. I still appreciate you.
There you go. Can I give a plug for him?
Sure. You can plug anything you'd like.
Yeah, don't go there. Don't. Let's see. He has a website. It's DerekGutowski.com. He is a wedding photographer, and there's many photos of him. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. I'm going to post this link in the chat room here. So DerekGutowski.com.
I was going to say, that sounds very hard to spell.
It's not. All right. So it's Derek, but it's D-E-R-I-K because my sister is a hippie and she decided that would be a cool way to spell it. And it's D-E-R-I-K. Gutowski, which is exactly like it sounds, G-U-T-O-W-S-K-I. But I just wanted to point out here that the second picture there, number 419 in that, the lady with the number 419, that is my sister.
Oh.
She is, that's Derek's mom. That is my sister. She's 60. She's old.
As opposed to you, who are 55.
Well, I'm 55, a young 55, a very young 55.
So is Derek on the page somewhere?
No, Derek's not on here. These are pictures he has taken at people's weddings and other pictures he's taken.
Okay.
You can see right there the Memoirs of a Time War. If you scroll way down, you can see we've played a promo for his the Doctor Who music stuff there. We have some little baby on the page that has nothing to do with anything. All right. Excellent. So thank you very much, Derek, for calling and wishing me a happy birthday. You can check him out at DerekGutowski.com. Let's go to our next caller, shall we? Hello.
Hey, Daniel, Adam. My name's Jay. I've been a listener for quite a while. And
Jay?
Just wanted to call and say love the show.
Aww.
And keep doing what you're doing. Seems like there was some reason I was supposed to call.
Yes.
Something that Daniel might have mentioned a time or two or hundred over the last month.
Whatever.
And I guess that would be it's his birthday coming
up.
So happy birthday, Daniel. I hope you enjoy it.
Anyway, thank you.
Hope you guys keep doing what you're doing and look forward to hopefully meeting you guys in Vegas.
Oh, Jay's going to be in Vegas. Jay is going to be, he sounds hot.
Thank you, Jay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I have a boyfriend, so I can't do anything in Vegas, but I look forward to meeting
you as
well.
Now, why when I say he sounds hot, does that immediately go in your head to, oh my God, I'm going to have sex with him?
No.
You can't just appreciate people for being hot?
Well, there might be some rumors that I am wild when I go to Vegas.
Whatever. You know what? I'm just going to say this right now. All of our listeners are hot. That's what I got to say. He listens to this show, so by definition, he must be hot.
But anyway, Jay.
As is George in Atlanta, who called in.
Daniel, it's George in Atlanta. Just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday.
Aww, thank you.
Your enormous present is in the mail.
Ooh.
And by enormous present, I mean air filters. Yes.
Oh, right.
Seriously, I appreciate all the hard work that you put into Pride 48 and your little shoe with Mr. Adam. I have long enjoyed, and by long, I mean like a year or so.
Right. Yes.
Long enjoyed your tech segments and all the tips and tricks that you've been providing, not to say nothing of the trainings that you guys provide at the Pride 48 event. So I really appreciate all that you do for those of us who are trying to scratch our way through all this silliness. But I also appreciate the content of your show, and I appreciate your humor.
Yes.
I think you're a good guy. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Have a great birthday.
Aww,
go out there and live it up.
Thank you.
Wait, that's the wrong,
wrong
show, right?
Wrong show,
no.
Yeah. Wrong show.
Go out and be dubious.
Be dubious.
Happy birthday.
And use a discount. No, I was I wanted to point out that the tips are from me. The tricks are all Adam. So someone in the chat room has posted that if you go to DerekGutowski.com/families, you can actually see the entire Brewer family. We are the bottom. That sounded wrong. We're the ones on the. I'm trying to get back. How do I get back to the thing that was? So if you go to DerekGutowski.com/families, we're the bottom left in the tile of family pictures there. And this is just a testament to how much fucking weight I've lost. Jesus Christ! I'm in the back row there. I look like Jabba the Hutt in that picture. But that's my entire family there. I don't think anyone's missing from that family. There's Robert and myself and Scotty and there's Kent in the very back and my brother Les and Derek is in the brown shirt in the back row on the left-hand side of the photo. And there's little Annabelle, their daughter, and up in the front is my nephew Nick holding Tinley, the youngest niece. And then over on the right are the two other grandnieces, Brooklyn and Madison. And there's my dad, who, by the way, is dead. So there you go. That's great. Thank you for whoever put that link in the chat room. So For those of you at home, I'm sorry. I was getting off. It was really weird because my dad's birthday was the 19th, and all the calendar things went off on my phone. Did I talk about this on the last show? Yeah, it kind of got me all
I don't think you did.
It was just one of those things where it's like, you know, all of the birthday reminders popped up on all my phones and stuff, and I was just like, I forgot he's dead. So anyway, let's go from that horrible, morbid thought. Let's go to the next photo. What year was that photo taken? I think it was about 3 years ago. Two or three years ago. I was a big fat cow back then. All right, let's go on to another. I would have been 52. Yeah, let's go on to another relative of mine. This is my youngest nephew. Here, let's listen here.
Oh, shit. Doobie's in Kent. I think I called the wrong number or something. What's up, Uncle Danny? It's your nephew Kent. Just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. Hope you're having a time up in Connecticut. See you soon.
Yeah, that was very nice and terse and to the point, Kent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So that's Kent, who's been on this show. Yeah, Kent's
appreciate
been on
the it.
Show. He was here. He was on this show. He talked to you.
He did.
He had a smackdown with Wes Stone, who was too scared to show up.
I felt like I was talking to a celebrity.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Next.
Hi, this is Mike from Squamish, BC. Just wanted to leave a happy birthday message for Daniel Burr.
Why, thank you.
So happy birthday, guy.
Aw, thank
you. We'll see you in Vegas. Bye.
You know, Mike, it's a good thing that you wanted to leave a message for Daniel Brewer.
Yes.
Because he happens to be on this show.
I do. And Mike in Squamish, BC, thank you so much for, now BC, is that before Christ? What is that? Is that, that's in Canada.
I think it's British Columbia.
British citizen? British, I don't know what it is. Someone in the chat room says that the dude in the green shirt looks like he's related to Ramble Redhead. That is my goofy brother, Les. That is my next eldest brother, Les, who is the guy two over from him in the light blue shirt with the goofy grin on his face that also looks like Ramble Redhead is my other brother, Rodney. So, yeah, my two brothers look like Ramble Redhead. Maybe I'm related to Ramble Redhead. I'm not really sure. I'm not sure.
That
Let's go to our next.
Hi, I'm Daryl. This is my brother, Daryl.
Daryl and my other brother Daryl. Right. And now you're out of context voicemail of the day.
Well, that was abrupt. Hello, Daniel Brewer. I am wishing you a happy, happy Feliz, Merry, and all that birthday. This is Nico.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Bye.
Aw, thank you so much, Nico. It's Nico Martinez, who I follow on Google Plus, and
that's why you said out of context.
Yes, because Nico is famous for like posting his photos, his out of context photos of the day
right.
on Google Plus. Right, and he was at Pride 48 last year. We all got to meet him, and he's again because he's a listener of ours. He's hot because you know
exactly
all of our listeners are hot. Let's go to what you have lovingly referred to as a woman from chat room. I swear to God, that's how this is labeled. A woman from chatroom.mp3. Oh, and now it's not going to play.
Happy birthday, Daniel, for me and everybody else in the chat room.
That sounded a lot like Anne McHugh, the naughty bed monkey. But let me just play this again here.
Happy birthday, Daniel, for me and everybody else in the chat room.
Doesn't that sound like Anne, the naughty bed monkey?
Maybe
it's,
a little.
It may not be, but I think that last part, it's probably not. But thank you, woman from the chatroom.com.
I'm sure we should know who that is. It's got to be someone we know, but I just could not be sure, so I didn't put a name.
Right. Well, it would be someone who is in the chat room every week because they say, you know, for me that I'm going to go. It might have been Crone. Just saying.
I don't know.
There we go. So, thank you, woman in chat room. It's like the lady in red.
Chat room, if that is one of you.
Yeah. Speak now. Own up to it. You know who I think it was? I know who it was. I know exactly who it was. It was the ghost of Whitney Houston.
Was that past, present, or future?
Right. It was, I am the ghost of Whitney present. All right, let's go to the next one. Another relative of mine. Wow, we're just rich in relatives here this evening. Let's get around.
Hey, Uncle Dan. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's
Aww.
It?
Oh, Uncle wow. Dan.
You know, he is an engineer, so that is why he is so terse and to the point. Because when you drive those trains, you need to, you know, not be distracted by anything. You need to watch out for cows that might be on the track. And so you must have a dedicated focus. So as an engineer, he is very much, you know, to the point you know, just terse and to the point. Thank you, Scott. You know, actually, Scott called when I was on my lonely walk down to Chipotle to buy dinner for
That's
going to
be a book. That should be a book. My lonely walk.
My lonely walk to Chipotle. Exactly. And let's get to our next and last phone call here. I guess I would have made Scott's the penultimate phone call.
Well, we have two more that came in during the show.
Okay. All right. So there we go. So then let's get to our not penultimate phone call or last. Let's get to our next to the next to the last. So this will be the next to, but I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Let's go to this.
Hi, this is Larry. Sadly, I called to say I'm working rather late, so I'm going to miss your show today. But nevertheless, I wanted you to know, happy, happy birthday, you big silly hug.
I did not cut him off, by the way. That cut off on
he
its
got,
own.
Yeah, he got cut
and
off.
And by the way...
he is in the chat room.
Yeah, he's in the chat room, so he didn't miss the show and whatnot over here. So Steven is standing next to him. He has a look on his face.
Now, what I wanted to say
Hold on. I have to wait. See, as you can see, Steven.
Could you just strip
right
naked
here.
Because...
He can't hear you,
Hi,
by the
Steven.
Way. I'm wearing headphones, so...
I just wanted to come and say happy birthday to Daniel and apologize. I have been a douche. I definitely should have gone and done all that stuff for you. I apologize.
I agree.
I didn't need you to go buy the food for me and everything, but you could have at least eaten with me instead of making me sit in here by myself and watching American, which I'm not even allowed to talk about American Idol because he hasn't seen it yet.
By the way, I know this is Daniel's birthday.
But I don't watch the American Idol.
But you could have spent time with me on my birthday.
Correct. I'm sorry.
You don't understand. On the beginning of American Idol, you would have loved it. They did a group number that sucked, and I was sitting here heckling it by myself.
Again, I'm sorry.
Oh, Steven, you know I love you.
Just for the chat room.
And I love you too.
Okay.
For the chat room's benefit.
Yes.
He's wearing cute little pajama bottoms and a cute little t-shirt.
He can't hear you. By the way, Nessa says, Steven, my nephew.
And he's looking.
Hi, Auntie Nessa. Hi.
He's looking really adorable.
Yes, you may go back to your room. Yes, okay. I guess he was listening back there.
I guess so.
He's been sick. I could smell cough drops on his breath there. I think he's, he's
so. All right. So we have two more.
Two more. So this would
so
be the penultimate.
Say,
and
we had
the,
a
the
voicemail
final.
From Larry that I think I was supposed to play last week about Reading Rainbow.
Yes. No.
Did
we
I play that?
Yeah, we did. We played.
Okay.
The
All right.
Yes.
So good. So here's our next one.
Here's our next. Oh, you're going to play.
This message is for my favorite podcaster in all of the universe and the world and the atmosphere,
Adam.
Mr. Daniel Bieber. And I just want to say happy birthday. And, I got to get back and listen to Miss Sugar.
Oh, thank you, Miss Kathy Bacon. What? Was she still talking?
She said, how do I shut this off? Dang it.
She was doing the big fatty joke. Oh, I ruined it for the live folks here, but since it was played through Adam's computer, you'll get to hear that on the recorded show. Oh, thank you, Miss Kathy. But you know, Miss Kathy is going to be in Vegas this year. I really missed her in Vegas last year.
We all did.
I know. I'm so happy that she's going to be in Vegas this year.
Where's Kathy Bacon?
We were just like, you know, fuck this. You know, this doesn't work without bacon.
I almost turned around and got back on the plane.
I would have.
I came really close.
I've heard that before too. All right, and now our very last call. Yes, go ahead.
From Charleston, South Carolina.
From Charleston, South Carolina.
Daniel, this is Kratos. I'm calling to wish Daniel happy birthday. That's it.
Oh, I've been saying it wrong.
It's Kratos. Not Kratos. And again, I would like to apologize to the chat room. That was played through Adams, so you're not going to hear that well, but it will come out better on the show because we record the way we record. So anyway, thank you, Kratos. That was so sweet of you.
I apologize. That audio that comes from my end of the
studio. No, I'm just saying because I'm the one that's broadcast. I'm the one that's hooked to Pride 48.
Right.
And so they're hearing you how I normally hear you, which is... like you normally hear me crappy because you're hearing me through Google Plus. They're hearing you through Google Plus as opposed to the, it doesn't matter.
Kratos also sounds hot.
Yeah. Well, all of our listeners are hot. Have we not? Well, except for Fatty and Vera, Lurie Dean and,
I think Conscience sounds hot.
You know, like I said, you know, I saw Conscience. His face was in a pillow when I saw him.
Wait, hold on.
Yes. Excellent.
So you saw Conscience.
I saw Conscience. When I was there in the Woodland Hills, California, I saw... God, by the way, are you done? Did you have something else to add?
That's it.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, I saw Conscience. His face was in a pillow, and as far as I could tell, he was sufficiently oiled up. Oh, it's not going to play. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com. I don't know what the hell. I clicked on the thing and it took a while for it to... Best produced podcast, you know, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
For those of you who don't go to the website, I really love the picture with the last episode, so you should go look at it.
The oiled up guy?
Yes, I really like that.
That's your thing, huh?
I like it. There's something about it.
Thanks to everyone in the chat room, and thanks to everyone who called in and wished me a happy birthday. Thanks to people who sent me Amazon gift cards. Thanks to people who just are there and listen every single week. By the way, I posted something on Google+ and on Facebook. It's a petition that Stephen's friend Elizabeth put out. Go check it out if you can and sign it and everything. Good night, chat.
Good night, David. Happy birthday.